I wish there was just like an easy way to do this. I'll tell you, a lot of the information that I get is like on Twitter. There's a lot of people out there that are doing very cool things in terms of prompts and prompt engineering. There is an add-on called AIRPM that is an add-on that you can put with ChatGPT. They've got a free version and they've got a paid version. And it's kind of like a prompt library, and there are engineers that are creating prompts, and there are approved prompts and top prompts and that kind of thing. And that can be very valuable. But more than anything, I think you need to be in there and using it and testing it and paying attention to the news and seeing what's happening and figuring out how you can leverage this technology and stay educated. And that's like beyond what you're doing on the marketing side, that's also job security. In this new world, being able to use this stuff, even if, let's say, you got completely replaced and your industry was gone, now you had to go get another job. You could go in and say, well, I know how to do all of this stuff with AI, so I'm a very efficient human.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, have you heard of a little thing called artificial intelligence? And maybe as a marketer, you've heard of search engine optimization, or SEO for short. But have you been paying attention to how artificial intelligence is and can impact SEO? And maybe have you been researching how you can better your SEO or analyze your SEO with artificial intelligence? Well, I have to be honest with you. Today, we're talking about these things. We're talking about how artificial intelligence is impacting SEO with Chris Rogers. We're going to talk about what keeps him up at night pertaining to AI and SEO. We're going to talk about hurdles and success. We're going to bust some myths along the way. And of course, we'll get those valuable words of wisdom. Chris Rogers is the founder and CEO of CSP, a specialized search engine optimization SEO agency with unparalleled expertise and capabilities, providing revenue-driven solutions to enterprise and SMB clients for over 10 years. CSP has over 100 years of combined SEO experience and serves a variety of sectors and industries, including tech and AI, e-commerce, financial services, direct-to-consumer, edtech, crypto, the outdoor industry, and many, many more. CSP carefully vets all prospective projects and only engages those with a high likelihood of success and ROI. By the way, Chris founded CSP way back in 2012. Well, you know that Chris knows his stuff. You know that the company is helping people. But how are we going to help you today? Well, first we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. Then we'll get into the good stuff. Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that out of the way, it's time for how artificial intelligence, AI, is impacting your search engine optimization, SEO, with Chris Rogers. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the good stuff. All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, you know what time it is. It's time for the good stuff. And today we're going to talk about a topic that, man, you know, I honestly don't think anybody's talking about artificial intelligence nowadays. Just kidding. Everybody's talking about artificial intelligence in some sort of way when it comes to content or SEO. And of course, We needed to get in on this conversation and actually see what you need to know. How is it impacting SEO? That is AI. And because it's impacting SEO, how does that impact you as a B2B marketer or Marketing Smarts listeners? Now, of course, I'm not the guy bringing you the good stuff. I'm just the facilitator here because I am here with Chris Rogers. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Glad we're close to the weekend here now.
We're on the almost there side of Friday. Now, Chris, one of the things I like to do, I like to ask some interesting questions along the way. It makes it a little fun for the Marketing Smarts listeners. I know this first question I'm about to ask you, it could be a dream, it could be a nightmare. We'll see, dependent upon your answer. But what keeps you up at night around how artificial intelligence is impacting SEO and or this impact SEO and marketers either paying attention to it or not paying attention to it? Nightmare, dream, what say you?
I wouldn't call it a nightmare, but it's also not a positive dream. It's one of those where maybe you're wandering around someplace and random things are happening that you don't understand in your dream, that kind of thing.
And what is it that keeps you up at night, though?
My kids, honestly, mostly my kids. But really, when I look at like that 3 to 5 year outlook, that's where I've got really big question marks. I'm not super concerned in the short term. I'm not really concerned about like Google or Bing, but I look at when we look at 3 to 5 and then 5 years out, what is it going to look like in terms of the search experience? Are people using search engines? That's a question that I have, or does everyone just have their personal search bot? I also look at what we've done in the SEO space historically, right? Well, so it's completely different, but also more the same. We've had to pivot this entire time. We've had unexpected things come at us this entire time, and we've had to pivot and change. So Google doesn't manage this thing right, and people start leaving Google, we're going to be optimizing in other places. But yeah, those are like the big shifts of what does that look like? What's it going to mean for our clients? What does it mean for the industry? How is it going to change? And those are the fundamental things that I look at big picture.
So let's keep diving in a little bit because it's interesting. You said I'm not really interested in like the right now too much. Although I will say I kind of want to pick on what's happening in the right now. And what I mean by that is the title. We literally said how artificial intelligence is impacting SEO. What the heck do we even mean when we're saying that? Like, how is it impacting it? How would you, Chris, define AI and SEO implications right now? Just unpack that for us where we're at right now.
Yeah, so it's funny because like with ChatGPT, all of a sudden everyone's like, oh man, AI came out of nowhere and now it's taking over SEO and we're all going to be replaced. But AI's been in SEO for a long time. AI's been in SEO on the Google side for a very long time, right? Like they've been building those components into their algorithm for a long time now between BARD and Semantic Match and MUM and all these different components that they've been building in. And then when we look at the SEO software and platform side, AI's been in that for a long time too. Even in the content creation, there have been platforms that are working in AI on that side for a very long time as well. But ChatGPT said, okay, we're going to open this up to everyone. We're going to open it up to the masses. So now the direct consumer, the direct marketer, the direct business could get in there. It blew up in the media. And so now I think it's almost like this huge snowball effect. So they drop it. And then Bing is saying, okay, now this is our opportunity. We're with ChatGPT. And then Google's going to say, well, we weren't ready and we were making lots of money, but we better do something to show that we're not falling behind. So then they roll out their side of things. So, you know, today, you know, I think it's a tool. I also think that it allows us to do a lot of things with data. And I think it's opening up a lot of creative avenues. I think you're always going to have the get rich quick spammers and all that side of the house that is also going full speed ahead, just doing garbage and saying, okay, how do we use this to not work and not think? So that's kind of the other side of it that we need to deal with. But today it is, how do we use what we have in front of us and these tools to improve our effectiveness, to improve quality of content, to improve efficiency, to improve data analysis? So those are the things that we can use it for today.
So Chris, I love that you referenced that it's a tool. I actually want to go off the beaten path for a second because I've got lots of tools. And some of those tools I keep handy because I use them a lot. And some of them are like behind the wheelbarrow and the golf clubs in the corner of the garage because I don't use it very often. When you think of a level of importance of like ChatGPT and the things that are happening around content and SEO right now, Are these tools that eventually will be in the corner of our garage, or do you think these tools are here to stay? What are your thoughts in, you know, blowing up in the media doesn't mean that it has longevity. Heck, I remember the mini disc player. I don't know how many listeners remember the mini disc player, but that was a hot flash in the pan and then gone. So talk me through your gut response in where we're at and kind of what that means for the long side of this.
I do not think that generative AI is going away. I don't think that's going to be a tool that's put back in the back of the garage. You look at what it costs to like create images and buy images and all that, and now we can create images with AI. I mean, there is a fundamental value with that. Same with content creation. If we can do it well and there is this huge cost savings and we can really, the end product can be accurate, can be high quality, just as if someone were writing it, there's a fundamental value there that why would it go away? So I do think that there's going to be a shift. When we look at writing, is ChatGPT specifically going to replace writers tomorrow? No, it's not there. But this is the first version that was just dropped out there. It's going to get iterated upon over and over and over, and it's going to get better and better and better. So I don't think that it's going away. And then the question is, okay, what components of SEO and marketing will be able to be replaced with this technology? And at what rate is that going to happen? Those are some of the bigger questions I have. But you know, I think our job as marketers is ultimately to understand how to use these tools, but we've got to do it in a way that we're maintaining the quality and the output of what we're doing. That's like the most important thing. But if you're not paying attention and aren't following the pulse of this stuff, I think you're at risk. So we've got to be adapting in the short term, figure out how we use it. But yeah, these tools aren't going away. It's going to change the way we do things. Not going to replace us anytime soon.
I love that you use the word adapt, because I think those that are able to adapt and leverage versus just ignore are going to end up in a completely different space in the next 1 to 3 years as far as job security and things like that. But let's drill down into the content creation, SEO slash marketer side of this. You said in that last section, you know, things that are of quality, basically like I would say you're human, right? Valuable, like these kind of words. So when we think about AI, we think about SEO in this light of content creation and marketers, what are some of the key elements of how AI, artificial intelligence is gonna, and the fact that it's impacting the process, impacting SEO, like what elements should B2B marketers be paying attention to that equal that better outcome, better value, better human content, even though they're using these AI tools?
All right, well, ultimately it comes down to using the tools the right way and then an extreme amount of oversight. You look at EAT, I'm sure that hopefully your listeners may be up to date on EAT and the EAT signals, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. So this is a big thing that Google has promoted and said is important. It basically is validating a website, who's behind the website, who's creating the content, right? When content gets created, Google wants to associate that with real people and wants someone to put their stamp of approval on it. So it tracks back to a real person that even while AI may have been the source that got created, someone's got to put their name behind that to back it up. And interestingly enough, they've doubled down on EAT more and more at the same time as all this AI content has come in. So the importance here is that you're using the tool in the right way to achieve that content. So what does that mean? That means that you're doing your research. So maybe you're using AI to come up with the content outline and to get ideas. Great. But you're putting thought into that as time goes on and people who are subject matter experts are involved in that process. Then as it's getting written, that information is actually getting validated and fact-checked and run through just as if it was being created by a human, to the point that a person that has a face behind it will put their name on it and put their stamp that, yes, this is legitimate, it's accurate, and you can use my name to publish this thing.
I like that. And by the way, Marketing Smarts listeners, if when Chris dipped into EAT, you were like, huh, wait, what? And when he mentioned expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, you were like, that's a thing? Yo, Google, Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo, something. Start searching that, because even Google says that EAT, EAT is very, very important. So, Chris, it's funny because I love the Chicken Little story. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Different things like that. And I also love the TV show Mythbusters. And so if I put on my Chicken Little hat and my Mythbusters hat, I really want to ask you, are there any common myths or a myth about artificial intelligence, AI, impacting SEO that you would want to just use the Marketing Smarts podcast to be like, yo, I'm going to debunk that junk right now. Like, what myth do we want to debunk?
I don't know that you could use AI to automate your SEO strategy and execution today. Could you try to automate the whole thing? Maybe. It might be like trying to create a car in a digital printer. Maybe it'll come up with something and it might look like a car, but it's probably not going to run. Look, a lot of the stuff that is process driven, and there's a lot of agencies out there that have built their whole, everything they do all on process, even to the point where they don't need, you know, a lot of experienced SEOs to execute that process. When you get into rigid defined process, AI is pretty good at following a process and putting things together in terms of process. What is AI not good at today? Understanding your business, understanding your unique value proposition, understanding your audience, what their pain points are, how you meet that audience with your solution, and now how you're using SEO more as a marketing channel versus a process.
Love it, love it, love it. So one of the things, Chris, that we like to do is we like to give the listeners some tactics, some strategies, tips, tricks, if you will. And so when we think about AI, when we think about SEO, when we think about trying to head them in the right direction, because that's a big piece of this conversation, are there any tips, tricks, hacks, templates? I'm throwing all the words at you today that B2B marketers can use when they are using AI to impact their SEO or their content creation. What are some ways that we leverage this in a better way?
I wish there was just like an easy way to do this. I'll tell you, a lot of the information that I get is like on Twitter. There's a lot of people out there that are doing very cool things in terms of prompts and prompt engineering. There is an add-on called AIRPM that is an add-on that you can put with ChatGPT. They've got a free version and they've got a paid version. And it's kind of like a prompt library, and there are engineers that are creating prompts and they're approved prompts and top prompts and that kind of thing. And that can be very valuable. But more than anything, I think you need to be in there and using it and testing it and paying attention to the news and seeing what's happening and figuring out how you can leverage this technology and stay educated. And that's like beyond what you're doing on the marketing side, that's also job security. In this new world, being able to use this stuff, even if, let's say, you got completely replaced and your industry was gone, now you had to go get another job. You could go in and say, well, I know how to do all of this stuff with AI, so I am a very efficient human. Right? My productivity is great because I know how to use these tools to write emails, to do social media ads, to do all of these different things. So that would be my advice. Don't stick your head in the sand. It's not going away. Stay educated. Start playing around with it and figuring out how you can use it in your job and in your daily life. Make sure you're maintaining the quality of the output and exercising. Put it this way. Don't ask ChatGPT anything that you cannot verify yourself. Do not go in there and expect it to teach you something that you can't look at or research to confirm, because if you do that and you're depending on it, you're in the danger zone, because it's good at giving you an answer that sounds really, really good, whether it's true or not.
Oh, that's funny. It came to my brain of like, be a thought leader using a tool. Don't be a tool trying to be a thought leader when you said that, right? Like, and what's funny about that section too is I love that you're like job security, and I love the words, I'm an efficient human. Learning these things to become a better version of yourself, a faster version of yourself. I'm going to date myself. Can you use AI, SEO, content, and be the $1 million man, right? The Steve Austin of your industry, if you will. So let's go ahead and keep diving in, because I'm sure that the Marketing Smarts listeners are like, I want to have job security. I want to be an efficient human. And so they're going to set out on this journey. They're going to start educating themselves. They're going to, you know, start to follow people. They're going to start to mess around on the tool. All the things that we've talked about so far, without a doubt, they're going to come up with some potholes or hurdles. So Chris, what are the hurdles that maybe you've run into or you've seen other folks run into? What are some of the hurdles that B2B marketers may face when trying to use generative AI, create content, focus on SEO, all in this kind of artificial intelligence world? What's the hurdles to watch out for?
Well, I'll give two. One, the biggest hurdle for me is time. And probably a lot of people that are, you know, working professionals, there's not a lot of it these days, especially if you're trying to move up or excel or be the best at what you do. So there's no good answer for that. You've got to find a way to make it a priority. You've got to organize and get it into your schedule and start organizing some time. The fact that you're doing this podcast, the people that are listening, they're already on that path, right? They took the action of being here, stick with it, and make the time to actually learn more. And don't get discouraged that you don't understand everything at a finite level. This is a giant rabbit hole. I am not going to become an AI data scientist. It is not in my path forward unless I completely shift and I'm no longer CEO of my agency, right? But learn as much as you can and learn how to use it and stick with it and stay consistent. And then the other thing is just like what I said before, you know, the other pitfall is using AI to think for you. This is not supposed to replace your human brain. It is supposed to empower you and make your output better. You can use it to save some of your brain power. This is one of the great uses now. You're going through and doing creative things. Like we just recently redid our website. We went through parts of that. We're using AI, but not necessarily to write, but to like come up with ideas, right? You get writer's block. You can go ping ChatGPT and it's going to give you a great summary of different topics that you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that and that and that, right? So you can cover more ground more efficiently, but don't all of a sudden say, well, I don't have to do it anymore. I'm going to work on playing video games and ChatGPT is going to do my job. We don't want to go that direction as people or as a society, because if we let the robots take over, I don't think we're going to like what they do with us.
Definitely battle against letting the robots take over, which if the robots take over, that's not success. That's another third massive hurdle. But Chris, what does success look like? How do we know we've journeyed into this artificial intelligence, SEO, AI-powered content, generative, all the kind of crazy words there? How do we know that we've hit success in your thoughts?
You know, the tough thing is I don't think if we know. I don't know if there's actually a marker, at least not for the long term. Well, maybe for the mid to long term. That success is you're able to navigate this path. You're able to continue moving forward in your career at an individual level. As marketers, we are able to adapt to this technology and use it to do better marketing and to remain a key part of how that's being done. In the short term, I guess it really is, hey, can you be better at your job and at your mission and at what you're doing? Like that to me is success. If you can avoid the landmines along the way, you can become better in terms of what you're doing, more effective. And who knows, maybe you can improve quality of life along the way too. I don't know. That's probably not crazy either. But I would think those would be pretty good markers of success.
Very, very nice. I like those markers of success. You know, Chris, as you've gone through this journey yourself, you even mentioned, hey, I'm finding stuff on Twitter. I'm educating myself. I'm trying not to put my head in the sand. You're on this journey. As you do that, you kind of gain what I'll call these nuggets of wisdom. So what are some words of wisdom that you would want to share with the Marketing Smarts listeners, either about AI or AI and SEO or generative content? Heck, maybe life itself. What are the words of wisdom you want to leave the listeners today?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll go in a different direction. Find out what it is that you want in life. Most people don't know, and it's a lot of work to figure out what you really want. And most people just don't take the time to figure it out. Figure out what you really want. Some people are like, well, I want to be rich. Well, why do you want to be rich? What do you want? What does that actually mean to you, right? What is that at a concrete level? What does that mean? Figure out what you want and get a plan to go after it. Create the future in life that you want with actionable plans and persistence. That would be my advice. And set your own path. Surround yourself with people that are going places that you want to go. If you've got people that are naysayers, that don't go anywhere and that are negative, get those people out, get on the right track. And by the way, as you're on this path, I would be paying attention to AI and figuring out how you can use AI to help you power your path to where you want to go in life.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing? Your number one execution opportunity after this podcast. Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag, #MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. But we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Vin Turk about CTV precision, unleashing the power of ABM to reach the right B2B audience, well, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.